All right, all right.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
What a track. That was Clark Kent, man. DJ Clark Kent.
Wow, the way they put that together, man, is like smooth, man.
Yeah, very like smooth. Butter. It's mixed like real butter. Well. Yeah, exactly. Some good girl. I wonder who did the vocals. What girls was it? Yeah. Speaking of girls on the hook, I was talking to my buddy the other day, and we were talking about Nancy Fletcher, who did a lot of the hooks for like Death Row and Warren G, and she did the hook on Round and Round, you know, the Twins.
Twins, yeah.
Yeah, and that's Nancy Fletcher, and she's on Snoop's album, Lottie Dottie song.
Okay.
That she's on there too. So Nancy Fletcher did a lot of hooks for a lot of the G-Funk West Coast stuff at the time. So, and she's very good looking too.
Oh yeah? Is she still good looking?
Yeah, she's hot, man. She's like in her probably mid-50s by now. But
she's still good looking?
Still looks good, yeah. Look her up, man. Nancy Fletcher. And she's like Nate Dogg, you know, just does the hooks on songs, comes in. She's on a lot of Tupac songs too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, there's footage of her and Tupac in the studio working on music and stuff, so.
Yeah, word.
Yeah. But what do you want to get into now, man? What are you thinking?
I don't know, man. We were going to drop another track from Rakim, but you know what? Let's not do that.
What do you think? Okay. Well, I was thinking about I was speaking of females. I was thinking about DeBrat.
Oh,
that's
what
I was thinking about.
She's fire too.
Yeah, I was thinking about that song. We should get into that song called For All of Y'all.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that one. And if you guys check the video, a young Raven Simone is in that video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know Raven Simone from the Cosby Show?
She put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, she has, man.
She's gotta start taking care of herself.
I know. Okay, let's do it.
Switch to Chrome.
You have to check this video, man. It's dope.
Man, they at it again.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why are you always dressing like me?
Because I'm going to that party.
No, you ain't going to the party.
Yes, I am.
Look.
Hey, yo, Brett. Your raggedy friends are here to take us to that little party at Garfield Park.
Hey, Big Bear.
That ain't my name.
Raggedy. What's up with us? Shawty, you ain't going with me.
Don't even trip. I'm going to that party with y'all.
You ain't going nowhere with me. I'm trying to go get my groove on.
You ain't all that, Brett.
Hey, yo, peep this video right here.
Pull a trigger, quick to pull your card, hard, name for the boulevard, is the beat to the R-A-T with the bump, sending good vibrations from the trunk to the front of your ride, where I live, that's what they lie, so that's what I give, some for them fools when they crawl and creep and creep and crawl, it's for all of y'all, well,
who's that making that funky noise,
it's the brat tat 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 busting out on that ass,
for all of y'all.
Like that, it's the brat.
For all of y'all, for all of y'all.
Now that the brat's in the house, yo, the house is packed. Guys and girls everywhere with a hump in their back. As I slang my funk like a boat that moves through the hood. All for y'all, cause everything is good now. Lay back, listen to the fattest. Listen to the baddest, rhyming apparatus. At a status you ain't got to check, cause y'all knows that I definitely gets wrecked. So,
who's that making that funky noise?
It's the brat tap tap tap. Bussin' out on that
head. For all of y'all, for all of y'all. Hey, hey, hey. Who's that making that funky noise?
It's like that, it's like that. It's the brat.
For all of y'all, for all of y'all. Hey, hey.
Gotta give thanks to the funk when it's time to pray. Get your lighters and what you need to celebrate with that fat funk laid back lyrical genius. B to the R, A to the T. It's players and hustlers on every side. Waiting for gotta do is learn the words of this anthem. I'll grant them if they can chant them like everybody else.
Who's that making that funky noise?
It's the brat tat 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 busting out on that ass.
For all of y'all, for all of y'all. Hey, hey,
hey.
Who's that making that funky noise?
It's like that, it's like that. It's the brat.
For all of y'all, for all of y'all.
I promise the funk.
All right. So that's Da Brat Tat Tat Tat, who just turned 50 years old, by the way.
Yeah. I wonder if she still looks good.
Yeah. Well, she's married to Big Booty Judy now, and they have a kid together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Through like a surrogate, you know what I mean?
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay, well, good for her, man. Her flow's crazy.
Yeah, she is, yeah. And you know, she has the right name because her voice sounds like a brat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the tone of her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds very bratty, so... but yeah, I mean, that was from Funkified. She was the first female solo rapper to go platinum, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that album Funkified sold a million copies. That was the first female solo rap artist to go platinum.
I can see
so
why.
So that album is like, you know, iconic, right? Obviously, because it sold a million copies in the States. For a female artist to do that and not come off sexual...
Yeah, she.
That's impressive.
She never.
Yeah, because really, just dressed street. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's the first time she tried to get dressed sexy was in that bathing suit with Tyrese, right?
Yeah, well, that was like late '90s. Late '90s. Yeah, but like '94, she was dressed in street, baggy clothes, and she was just rapping, and she sold a million copies. That's unbelievable for a female rapper.
That's just from all skill, right?
Yeah. But for a female rapper, for that many people to have interest in a female rapper that is just not sexual. That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that won't happen today, man.
No, they're taking off
with the Megan Thee Stallion, the Sexy Red, and stuff like that.
Yeah, no,
it's not gonna happen. So, so we're talking about Naughty by Nature, man, which is interesting because they started off as a group called the New Style in '89.
No, yeah, actually, yeah, you were telling me that. Yeah, you were telling me that.
Where like Treachy had a box cut and everything, and because when they started in Jersey, like in the mid to late '80s, they were called the New Style.
Okay.
That was their crew, eh? And then
it didn't really work out.
No,
right?
It didn't work out. And then once they got to Tommy Boy, they changed to Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they wanted to become like of the trend of that time, like 91, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the late 80s was a different trend, eh? So
it was totally. That was all about the box cut and the suits, man.
Yeah, and the suits, yeah, and the polka dot and the checkered sweaters and stuff like that. Yeah, it's very corny. You know,
everybody was like dressing all slick, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, they came out in 91 with their self-titled debut album. And, they dropped a bunch of songs, but this one is one of my faves called Ghetto Bastard. And it's self-explanatory, man. There's a lot of women out there that having kids that there's no fathers around. So that's kind of what this song is pretty much about.
Like, I guess, eh?
Yeah, it's like that in the hood, man. So let's do it. This is 1991, Naughty by Nature. Let's do it.
Smooth it out.
All right.
This is a story about the drifter who waited for the worst, but the best in Crosstown. Who never planned on having so dick. Some get none, some catch a bad one, and some leave the job half done. I was one who never had and always mad, never knew my dad, motherfuck the fact. Well, anyway, I did pick up, flip and clip them, see many stick ups, cause niggas had to trigger hiccups. I couldn't get a job, nappy hair was not allowed. My mother couldn't afford us all, she had to throw me out. I walked the strip, which is a clip who wanna hit. They got them quick, I had to eat this money, good as spit. I threw in braids, I wasn't paid enough. I kept them on cause I couldn't afford a haircut. I got laughed at, I got chumped, I got dissed. I got upset, I got a tick and a banana clip. Was down the road, I led to any Dylan tack can. I still have been broke, so a lot of good and would have did or done. If not for bad luck, I wouldn't have none. Why did I have to live a life of such a bad one? Why when I was a kid and played, I was a sad one? And always wanted to live like this a fat one. A ghetto bastard, born next to the projects. Living in the slums with bombs, asking I watch.
in a game that you can play. I'm phony, phony, going and no one and not now. How will I do it? How will I make it? I won't, that's how.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Naughty by Nature, Ghetto Bastard, man, 1991. And yeah, man. Like I was just telling you, man, that KG from Naughty by Nature, he brought out Next and he brought out Jean A.
Yeah.
You know, Groove Thing, Hey Mr. DJ, and then Next, Real Close, and Wifey, that song Wifey.
Yeah.
That's all KG.
Yeah, you got some hits there.
Yeah, KG, I'm telling you, man. He also produced for Biggie on Life After Death album. He did a track on that one. He did that song, I'm Missing You,
okay.
You know, by Biggie.
Yeah,
he produced that, KG. So he's like super producer. He's highly underrated, man.
Yeah.
One of those guys. And yeah, you know what I'm thinking I'm seeing right here? I see one I haven't heard in a long time is produced by Marley Marl's understudy, which is K-Def.
This
is Lords of the Underground, Chief Rocka.
Okay.
Yeah, K-Def,
yeah. That'd be dope.
Because apparently, like, Marley, he was getting a lot of work, and so he's like, he couldn't do all these, work on all these tracks, so you let K-Def, he's like, okay, can you do this, can you do that? Just kind of like Scott Storch or Dr. Dre, that's what Scott Storch said. He's like, Dr. Dre had all these projects, and he didn't have time to work on them, so he would send me work.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Scott Storch would produce a lot of the stuff that was intended for Dr. Dre to produce.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing with Marley and K-Def. And so K-Def is a dope producer. He did Chief Rocka, so we're going to get into that. Lords of the Underground, man. I think these guys are from Jersey, I think. I think so.
Let's get into it.
I love this beat. Shouts to Doodle, by the way. He's a city councilor for New Jersey, so moving into politics.
The shoe?
It's gotta be the shoes, cause girlies, they got. They stand about and die, so I say boom, shakalak, grab the microphone, then rap. To think of the truth, when on the mic, I'll say anything that sounds good. Like jump and sound over some, they got a hat and a mouse ran up the stairs.
Hey, yo, man, stop right there, you messed up, run it back, K.
See, I'm about to get the show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want to say, as long as it sounds funky. So then she's wanted to buy me, so they try to take stairs. But they don't understand, I'm the Mr. Funky Man. I demand and up down, look them up and down, smack a few of them around. Let them Mr. Funky, boom shakalaka, yo, here comes the. Boom shakalaka, yo, here comes the. Boom shakalaka, yo, here comes the. Boom
Chief Rock, I won't front.
Boom shakalaka, yo, here comes the
Chief Rock.
I'm chillin' with my knocker, and if you got beef, then you can live with Jimmy Hopper. Like,
what goes up must come down.
Not me, clown. I cut him. Crack the speaker when I'm pumping. So jump in and watch your ears start coming through the block. And don't forget to boom shock, shock a lot.
Well, damn, do it all. Can I rock? I hear a beat, I grab the mic, and then I start to slacken. The kids around the way used to think that I was bumping, but they don't understand how I feel about the funk. I walk with the funk. I talk with the funk. I eat with the funk. I sleep with the funk. I live off the funk. I die off the funk. So now what do they say when they're walking up the block? Boom shakalaka, there goes the Chief Rock.
Boom shakalaka, yo, there goes the
Chief Rock.
Yeah, man. Jersey, stand up, man. Chief Rocka, Lords of the Underground. I'm telling you, Jersey, man, nonstop.
Yeah, man,
they got
sure.
artists for days, man. Jersey, man. So many artists out of New Jersey. So, let's see, man, let's see. You know what we should get into here? I was looking here. You know, because you were... We were playing some of this. I know this is a group that you like, the Lost Boys.
I do like the Lost
Boys.
So
maybe we should do Jeeps, Lex, Coupes, Beamas, and Benz. You want to do that one?
I'm down.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. They have their own sound, man. They're from Queens,
man. They definitely have their own sound.
And Fredro Starr from Naughty by Nature, he went to high school with these guys. They're all from Queens, man. So they know each other real well. So let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rest peace to Freaky Ty, man.
Up in this piece. Got my mans that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the uptown, you know what I mean? Word up.
MCA, this is how we do any day. Me and Freaky Ty, ha, Pretty Lou, my man, Big Nice. We be getting down representing, so this is how it go. Let me let you know how it be in the G-A-E, double D-O, my name Ho. Down the line, hey, if you hit a mistake, rewind.
Who's the best, who's the worst in this here rap game? Uh-huh. For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style that they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trip to see a fella slip. Get a grip, get a, get a, get a grip, get a. You don't even know the half of my crew to be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, set it. You tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your bits and bats. And get the gats just in case we take it to the stacks.
To the Jeeps, the Lex, Coupes, the Beamers, and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men.
Uh-huh.
And all of my people in the pen.
My man,
keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumper, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Nowadays, be frontin' like they ill. That bustin' caps ain't got a
goddamn thing to do with some skills.
Recognize what you frontin' for. I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop.
Faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, Ace Deuce Trey, at the best, I'm best in my way. Hey, who's the best? I want the best to come test me, so I could release some stress from my chest. G, is you down to go pound for pound, toe to toe, blow for blow, round for round? I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder in the rain, causing confusion to your brain. It's the Lex, Coupes, the Beamers, and the Benz, and all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pens, keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumper, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride.
Yeah, 9-5. I got more niggas in my tribe than there's bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day stay high. Mr. Jeeps, every day high. Concentrate to get my thing straight. Make a play before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I bees with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bags, head out of town. I'll be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes your name Cheeks, with techniques for the streets, so for rough neck beats. There's rumors going around about the Cheeks can't remain with me and my fan, we chop the grooves like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. The things, Alex cools the Beamers and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pens. Yo, keep your head up and to the hoods. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping on live. And if you with me, let me hear you say it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the Lost Boys. That was off their, what, their first album, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Illegal Drug Money.
Illegal Drug Money, yeah.
Yeah, Illegal Drug Money. That was the first one, yeah.
It's a dope album, man.
Yeah, it was a good album, man. Yeah,
the first two albums are dope.
All right, so now we're going to get into... We're still going to stay in Queens, because these guys are from Queens. The great, like KRS-One said, the greatest rap group of all time, Run-DMC. The group that put hip-hop on the map when hip-hop was just kind of... in the disco phase, and they thought I was going to be a fan. Guys were just rhyming over disco loops and stuff. And then Run DMC came out with the Boom Bap with Kenny, whatchamacallit? Oh, I can't remember his name. Larry Smith. No, I'm saying Kenny Smith. Larry Smith, the super producer Larry Smith, who did the early Run DMC, Houdini, Fat Boys Records. He came out with Run DMC, and they created the Boom Bap style with the hard-hitting drums, no disco loops, and then Run-DMC took it from there with Aerosmith, and they became real big, but...
yeah, they're more like a rock, kind of like a rock group, kind of, right?
Well, I mean, they did have some rock songs, because, I mean, they did those songs to get on like, MTV and to gain some notoriety, but they did have their...
You had to be a rock band to get on...
Back in the mid to late 80s, yeah, to get on MTV, you had to have some rock. That's why Michael Jackson did... Beat It, because like Beat It had a rock guitar solo in it, and that's how he got on MTV, Michael Jackson. So if you didn't have anything rock, you weren't being played on MTV. That's how it was back then.
It really was, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to get into, this is Run DMC's last greatest effort that they put out, Down With The King album in 93. This is one of the tracks off the album called Ooh, What You Gonna Do, produced by the legendary Bomb Squad from Public Enemy. They did the beat, so let's do this one. This is one of my favorites from Run-DMC. The video's dope as hell, too.
Yeah,
Onyx is in the video. They shaved their head. They went all bald head.
Never let a punk get away with murder. Gunshots, gunshots, all you heard. What's up, what's up, what's the word? First you're like a fucking, like a sucker, just stuck. Ooh, what you gonna do? 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 A thing for my brain means I'm causing a pain. Stuff is just a part of the game. The rhymes have been hard since the start of the jam, so I'ma pull my jammy out and I'm
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm on the Run DMC. What do you want to do? Get into Down with the King?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Man.
Down with the King.
That video, Fredro Star from Onyx.
Crazy, yeah.
He said he met Eazy. He met Crisscross. Everybody's in this video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everyone. If you watch the video, everyone showed up for the video shoot. Honestly, like, we met mad rappers, man, from the 80s, the 90s. And they were just coming out. They're brand new Onyx on the scene in 93.
Yeah.
So they were just like starstruck the whole video shoot. Heavy D's there, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. So Run DMC, Down with the King, and that was produced by Pete Rock. He did the beat.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, so because he was hot producer at the time. He doing all the remixes and stuff. So he hooked up. Him and Jam Master Jay worked on the beat together. Eh?
Damn.
And he was like, holy geez, he couldn't believe it. He's like, you know, Jam Master Jay, the icon. So let's do it, Down with the King.
Let's get into it.
The Kings, man, of hip-hop.
They wanna be down with the King.
Recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike, and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter, cause beats are banging out. Chiefs rocking beats in the streets, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, from a circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a n- out, out? Nope, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dicky
Down.
Ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill, Mac the stats, wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell him tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck, but just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake, cause the other fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
down with the kids. You wanna be down with the kids. You wanna be down with the kids. You wanna be down with the kids. Down with the kids. You wanna be. Check it. I'm taking the tours, I'm wrecking the land. I keep it hardcore cause it's dope, man. These are the roughest, toughest words I ever wrote, damn. Not meant for a hole like a slow jam, check it. Sucker MCs could never swing with D because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then a king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on this planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree of the world and the society. Outrageous on the stages with a tuna verse. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be, you wanna be, you wanna be, you know you wanna be.
You see, in the place to be, I went to John Jay University. And since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade, I went straight to college. Down with the Kings on the microphone swing of the P to the R, not an R&B singer. The R to the UNDMC and the fly human beings. Tonight, I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black. Pick up the bass, better yet, leave the space. So let me put my big black Twinkie on into the early morning. Had the skins yawning. Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo. I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. He rocks the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock is I'm down with the Kings.
Yeah, man, the kings of hip hop, man.
Oh wow, man, that's crazy track, man. Yeah, for sure, 100%.
The video is crazy. Everyone's in the video, man.
Yeah,
I'd love to be
To be in that video.
I love to just be at the video shoot. You see everyone there, man. It's like a reunion of great artists, you know.
Yeah,
man. But Random, I'm telling you, man, when they came out in '83 with what's the name of that song? Rockbox and Sucker MCs. That was 83.
Yeah, I like Sucker MCs. And, yeah.
That was 1983, cool. Man. So this is a time when all rap was disco rap, just guys rhyming over disco loops. And then they came out with Sucker MCs with a boom, boom, bap, bap, ba, boom, bap. Yeah. And that was Larry Smith. He introduced that style. And
That stayed for a while.
And that changed. That was the inception of boom bap. It was Sucker MCs in '83, man. So this is like 40 years later. Here we are, and we still got boom bap around. I'm still a big fan. That's the traditional rap sound, really. Is the boom bap?
Yeah, it is the traditional rap sound.
Yeah. So big Larry Smith. He's a unsung, underrated producer. I mean, once the late '80s came around, he was out. But from '83 to like '86. Like he was like the top producer at that time, 83 to 86, and because he had so many new styles, and his production was kind of sparse too, because he did Houdini, he did Fat Boys, he did Run DMC.
I like Houdini, and I definitely like the Fat Boys.
Yeah, the Fats. I'm telling you, man. Yeah, the Fat Boys was they were like, it was Run DMC and the Fat Boys was like, you know, like the Burger King at the time. Run DMC was the McDonald's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Run DMC was up there, but Fat Boys was just behind them, man, and everybody on the streets. But back then, rap was regional, you know what I mean? So it was like the only way you're going to hear that type of music, you had to go to New York.
Yeah,
you had to go to New York in the summer and come back and you say, oh, look at this. I found they have this music and that music, and that's the only way you can buy it. You have to go to New York and stuff because it wasn't national at the time. It was regional, eh?
Yeah.
Same thing as like, you know, if you want Too Short, you had to go to California back then. You couldn't buy Too Short stuff in New York, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was national, you know? So it's just, that's why Larry Smith didn't get recognition, because everything was regional, you know? So unless if you're from New York, you got props, but outside of New York, you didn't have any fame, you know? So it is what it is.
Era.
Different era. Yeah, I know exactly, man. But, so, I mean, that's Run DMC, man.
We're in the era now where you don't even need talent, man, anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
I'm telling you, DMC, he's
take off your clothes.
DMC can rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a big DMC fan.
Me too, man. We were just talking about it, that the voice though is gone.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, after that album came out, he started losing his voice, and then as a result, they didn't put out another album. Because that album sold probably platinum, I think, at the time.
I bet you that went to platinum. Yeah. That sound, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. And they're out with Onyx, they had that same type of style, so. But you know what I think we should do? I think we should go back to 1983. Let's play a little Sucker MCs, man.
Let's do it.
Shouts to RIP to Larry Smith, who did the beat. This is 1983. The single came out. Their first album came out in '84, but the single came out in '83. You got to understand, 1983 hip hop, man. It was brand new. No one was listening to this stuff.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Crush became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The stripper drove off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. That's the life that I lead, and you sucker MC is who I be. So take that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run no level like a cold chill at a party in a B-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove, shake up them up above. I'm rocking on the mic, and you can call me Run Love. Right on the side and read just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. It's on a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, take me to the death place.
one of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MC, this just ain't right, because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife, you're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife, you're hanging on the app, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1, my man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run, we do it in the place with the highs and the bass, I'm rapping to the rhythm, want to wipe it on my face, go uptown and come down to the ground, you sucker MC, you sad face clown, you $5 boy and I'm a $1 million man, you a sucker MC and you're my fan, you try to bite lines or rhymes of mine, you a sucker MC in a pair of Calvin Klein's, coming from the wackest part of town, trying to rap but you can't get down, you don't even know your English, your verb or noun, you're just a sucker MC, you sad face clown, so DMC and if you're ready, the people rap your Eddie, you're driving big cars, get your gas from Getty,
I'm DMC in the place to be, I go to St. John's University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college, I'm light skin, I live in Queens, and I love eating chicken and collard greens, I dress to kill, I love to stop, I'm an MC, you know who's versatile, say I got good credit in your regards, got my name, not numbers, I'm a credit card, I go uptown, I come back home, but fool me, myself, and my microphone, all my rhymes are sweet delight, so here's the number one for y'all to fight, when I rhyme, I never quit, and if I got a new rhyme, I'll just say it, cause it takes a lot to entertain, and sucker MCs can be a pain, you can't rock a party with the hip and hop, you gotta let them know you'll never stop, your rhymes have to make a lot of sense, you got to know when to start,
when the beat's your man.
Yeah, 41 years later, man.
Yeah, still sounds good.
Yeah, holy jeez, man. Just basic boom bap.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's like the inception of boom bap, man. Yeah, so what do you want to get into, man?
I don't know.
Let me know,
maybe,
man.
Maybe some K-Solo, maybe?
Some K-Solo, which one?
I don't know, drop some. I got it.
Which one?
Drop the one, is it called Numbers or something like that? Right. Remember that song when he just, like, man, I forget what it's called.
By K-Solo?
K-Solo, yeah. It's got to be off his first album, man.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, though.
The only one I know is Your Mom's in My Business.
Yeah. You know what? We could drop that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was I think, his first hit, Your Mom's in My Business. Yeah, Your Mom. Tell Your Mom to Get Out of My Business. Yeah, let's do it.
Your mom's, why is she so nosy? Your mom's, why is she so nosy? Your mom's, why is she so nosy? Your mom's in my business, she's in my business. Can't you see, girl, your mom is trying to end this? Your mom's.
YouTube is the number one.
Yeah, let's do it. So, K-Solo and Redman.
Yeah, let's do the. You know, we decided to do the later K-Solo. This is not from his early stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was when I think he just came back to rap, man. Oh, like, just okay. For a single for Redman.
Oh, you know? I see. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Just for a single.
All right, let's do it. This is called It's Like That.
Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, Reggie Noble's thinking will not be performing with us tonight.
Eric Sherman, keep it on. Yo, keep it on. Extra amateur, damager. I foes jumping off cliffs, grabbing that cheeks, yelling Geronimo. It ain't a problem at all, we can't solve. 360 degrees, rhymes to boulevards, been charged by my entourage. I put the ram in Dodge, Ross Claw and Bumble Claw. Maintain, you remain in the game, so I remain focused. It pops the main aim.
Well, it's the funk doctor, spot the punk cock lyricist. My mentality so deaf, yo, I ain't even hearing this. Biscuits be cocking back when I be coming. I guess they heard how I be taking MCs out by the hundreds. Want it for 2 million and the body alone. And use the microphone as my accomplice. Scientists still tripping, thinking, what the f*** is this funky focus that grow the monsters?
I bring a few, sing a few. Rap crews say the same too, but can't hang two like we do. them, you better bow slow. Drama go hit them real quick, cause I'm case so low. Battle rain will do this, red the fuse, John and Cruz. See what the vet could do. Do you undo? Shit, three groups, four punks, it's out of time. I box two, I knock them out at the drop of a dime.
Yo, the long face murderer, serving over 2 billion motherfuckers this day like Mickey D. Circular. Working on, shift the hour like a burglar. My crew herbing ya, like we never even heard of ya. Eyes are evens, that I'ma be the one creeping. My new check the flows of the major deacon. The bazaar, the rap nine superstar. When I step up, I pump volume like raw.
My afro blows at 360 degrees. So this makes me the light skin rich around tree. Vocabulary's very loquacious and gregarious. Pump that too, grab a dictionary. Find words that we flip on the MKE mic. My crew be like, the style's hype. Wrong's the opposite, forget the bull. To rhyme like the K solo. You need more than a soul kick.
Come closer while I lock it down like I'm supposed. You battle me, you won, you might have, but then you woke up. My turbulence will make peanut butter choker. Call me the Brick City stock cop broker. Y'all niggas is fools playing with hood rules. You couldn't total my amount if you sung I missed you. Dissed you, dismissed you, yeah, I fixed you. Let your girl through.
That's the word. Yeah.
Ha ha. Keep it on. Ha ha. Keep it on. Ha. Keep it on.
Yeah, I remember this beat, man.
It's hard,
yeah. Yeah, this beat's dope. It was on like mixtapes and stuff like that in the late 90s.
Yeah, and the whole mixtape.
I know, Redman's flow, yeah. That's when he was in his prime, man, in the 90s, I'm telling you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to get into some, let's go back to the West Coast a little bit, man. Mr. Godfather of gangster rap, Mr. Easy, Eric Wright. You want to talk about voices? I thought he had a dope voice.
Yeah.
Easy, man. And off his first album, Easy Does It, easier said than done. And the video is really interesting because it shows the young Dr. Dre and NWA Ice Cube. This one's dope. It has a really nice funky loop to it, man. So let's get into it. Easy, easier said than done.
Exclusive voice.
My homeboy got this new record.
Who
can we get
in
your club?
Who you got? Man, y'all ain't promoting nothing here tonight.
What's up with you?
Who are you guys, man?
Who?
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Why don't you tell them what your name is?
My name is Easy, yeah, this is true. Keeping your attention is what I'm gonna do. Hardcore, yo, I can never be soft. Acting on my death and they say the boy goes off. Building up momentum with a touch of my rhyme. Suckers stay away because, yo, they know the time. Quiet on the side.
We got this new record. Who know can we get in your club?
Who are you guys? Man, y'all ain't promoting nothing here tonight.
What's up with you?
Who are you guys, man?
Who?
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Why don't you tell them what your name is?
My name is Easy, yeah, this is true. Keeping your attention is what I'm gonna do. Hardcore, yo, I can never be soft. Acting on my death and they say the boy goes off. Building up momentum with a touch of my rhyme. Suckers stay away because, yo, they know the time. Quiet on the seconds, I'm about to begin. And if you didn't hear me, boy, I tell you again. My name is Easy, or just call me E. But it doesn't really matter to me, cause I'm the same person, whether serious or rehearsing. I just gotta keep cursing. This is for the radio, so I better chill. They won't play it if I go get ill, but I'm like that, and that's an actual fact. Because the street is where my heart is at. Yo, I don't do dope, but I'm dope. Not a dope, but I'm doper than anybody who tries to cope with the rhyme I'm displaying and the beat that's playing. Yo, you can try all day and you still won't match up with the ruthless pile. Cause Easy's doing it Compton style. That's the city, and you say you could get some. Yo, it's easier said than done. Now it's easy for me to get my point across. So listen
getting up close. If you don't, you might get lost. I'm not a role model or a Dr. Seuss. Yo, I'm a gangster, and I'm about to get stupid. I guess it's time for the trauma. With the E-A-Z-Y-E comma, and that's drama. So pay attention, by the way, I must mention. I'm coming off hard in the third dimension with the glare. But you don't need no glasses to stare. Just pop your tape in, and it's just like you're there with the E on the gangster tip. So if you think I'm a flip or slip, don't even trip, cause I'm a destroyer. My homie Dre is a doctor, not a lawyer. Dope MC employer, on Ruthless, and that's my label. We get the money, the women, and cold bust the fat cables, boy. Master Rhyme is a toy. I'm eating steak while you're sucking what the girls enjoy. You must be sick, or you're lonely. How you gonna diss me and you don't even know me? Yo, Ren,
what's up?
Get the gas, show them where it's at. And that's just the sound, next time I'm peeling your cap to let you know where I'm coming from. Easy, set it, and it shall be done. Creating dope jams is a part of the cycle. Easier said than done, yeah, that's the title. Loving the ladies, only the fly ones, you know.
But what if she's ugly?
Easy come, easy go. Don't ask about me, homeboy, what's that? You wanna battle me, boy, you better be strapped. Cause where I'm from, it ain't about all that playing. Now that's what I'm saying. Said before that I was born in 73. Now everybody wants to know the AGE. Girls on the tip, fellas too, it seemed. Had everybody thinking I was only 15. The fellas were annoying me, the ladies were enjoying me. What was I to do? I wish they let the ladies through. Cause the ladies, I love them nice, tender, and soft. I hate male groupies, so just step the hell off. I'm the real easy. Those others be faking. Trying to gain fame off the name I'm making. Saying on your records you could get some. Yo, homeboy, it's easier said than done.
That was that makes you just go back and just want to laugh, man.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, man. But this is, you have to understand the climate at that time. There was no West Coast scene. There's just maybe Ice-T and Too Short.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then NWA came out, and then they're trying to make some noise, and everything at that time was New York, you know?
Yeah.
It was hard to do, man.
For sure. Actually, speaking of
what?
Should we get into some Ice-T?
Yeah, we should do some Ice-T, man. Yeah. So which one though? There's so many.
Yeah, you know, you got to pick this one, man.
Which one?
Because if you know, you picked the track, man. Because if it was me,
I think Lethal Weapon. I think we should do that one.
Okay.
Is Lethal Weapon that was off his third album, which was Freedom of Speech, that came out in '89.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So I know the one you're thinking about. I'm Your Pusher. That was '88.
Yeah, yeah.
That was off the Power album. But Ice-T came out Freedom of Speech. And 1989, and he dropped a song off that called Lethal Weapon. And it's a good message, man. The lethal weapon's the mind, you know? Like,
word.
Yeah. I like the video. It's dope, man. So check it out.
What you talking about, man?
You're not playing tonight. It's metal night.
Are you crazy, man?
I said you're not working tonight.
Man, I'm on the fire, man.
I said you're not playing tonight.
Man, I can play any crowd, man. We come in here to do it.
Well, you heard what the man said.
Yeah, all right. You bet.
Lee, and I see you on a jack move, laying down a dope groove, smoking those who disapprove, wrecking the deck. You regret if you cross punk, rolling like a Mack truck, waxing those who talk junk, dialing you in. I got your face in my crosshairs, wanna see you don't bust, sucker, cause I don't care. Nothing about you, your crew, because you talk ish. I'm the lethal weapon boy, riding the apocalypse. If you're in my way, you lay beneath the ground soon. Violence is my business, fool. The microphone of doom, mission massacre all punks as I bust caps. Feeling your back, my ammunition, hollow point wraps. You try to run, that makes it even more fun. Out of school, lamp and damn you with the shotgun. Cops try to flex, but guns they'll never find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon are assassinated. The people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon are assassinated. The people ain't stepping.
You hit the deck as rap busts from my lips. You think I'm finished? I load another clip, look in my face. Crack an evil grin, lyrics break death from the microphone Mac 10. Sucker MCs, you ain't down with the syndicate. Try to kick game, but end up talking weedish. Yo, you weak, you whack, you need to quit, you little punk dips. Go work with your mother, go dig a damn ditch. Get out my face, I'm tired of the press too. You write about me, I write about you. You think I'm violent, but listening, you will find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator. If the people ain't stepping.
Up against the wall, it's Valentine's Day. The massacre's about due for a replay. I'm about to explode like a hand grenade. Evilly do damage on a crossfade. Cuts like a battle axe. You try to bite, get ice. My rat's a booby trap. Claim of mine designed by the ice himself. You beg for mercy as you read the hand you're dealt. Cause there's no let up. You're walking through a setup. It's sucking you down and now you can't get up. Why? Because you froze the moment we met up. And I never run punk, I go head up. I ain't no fool, a new jack pop a fake rap. I rap from the heart and soul. But only facts are kept. Many rappers sell out pop and other MCs slept. I ain't in no playing mood. So bitch, watch yourself. Cause if you cross the bus, you go to bed quick. No one situation, boy. Then this is syndicate. Cause when we choose to move, you're gone. And no remains they'll find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The assassinator, if the people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator, if the people ain't stepping.
More bodies than John Gotti, the lethal weapon is slain. Just open any book, it's ammo to the brain. What really matters is how well is your weapon drained. Some will say genius, while others will say insane. The weapon power has been witnessed upon many pages. From Martin Luther's dream to Hitler's psycho rage. With more powerful a brain or a 12 gauge. The words I speak have scared many people to this stage. But promote violence, I really have to disagree. It's entertainment, like Terminator on TV. But some will never see you stupid, ignorant, and blind. The lethal weapon's the mind.
The lethal weapon.
MC Ice T.
Yeah, man, that's yo. I like his message in that one, man.
Yeah,
he's right. He's right, though. You don't need a weapon, man.
Yeah,
you already got it, man.
You already got it, man.
Yeah, you already got it.
That's right. You just got to fill your weapon with ammunition.
That's true.
Just by reading and absorbing as much knowledge as you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But be careful, though. You get too much knowledge, people start hating on you, man.
That's right. That's right.
True.
Very true, man. All right, so we're kind of winding down here.
I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. We got time for one more. What do you want to play, man? What do you want to get into?
I don't know, man. You, since you dropped like the Brad earlier, man, you might as well just drop maybe like a Crisscross or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. We can do some Crisscross. Which one, man?
Let's see what we got here.
There's a good one. It's a Shame. That one's not played a lot. It's another message oriented song.
Let's do it then.
Yeah, It's a Shame. It's a good. It's a good video too, man. Crisscross. It's a Shame. Let's see if we get the video popping. Okay, well, we can do this one. Check this out.
The presentation will be from Billy Thomas, and Michael Wilson, and JD.
Yeah! Yo, we were supposed to give some presentation on somebody named Gary A. Morgan. He was an inventor, and if he was with us today, he probably made some about stopping violence.
Word, don't waste your life on killing your brother, G, because we got a lot to live for, and we are brothers.
You just don't care, and if you're ready to rock with us tonight, somebody say, oh yeah. Ayo, history of scoop, homie, low. Dumb fruits line my way, get out, gun smoke. And I ain't talking about the high like Indo, the kind of high that make you call your kid, folks. And tell them, oh, Johnny's dead. A 14-year-old kid put a nod to his head, all because he wanted that kid, he was spouting. Give me that, why you had to give me them?